Elizabeth Vargas, and this is 2020 in Touch. You know the old adage, you are what you eat. Well, for the 21st century, some say you are what you click.
Today, if you want to know anything from the meaning of life to the location of the nearest Starbucks to who sang this song, that knowledge is only a click away. But are there other mysteries hidden in that unassuming internet search box? In his new book, Click, Bill Tanzer says he's learned a lot about who we are by examining what we search.
It's an insight that we have into ourselves that we haven't had before.
Whether you're looking for a new car or searching the best way to break up with your boyfriend, everything you type in this box is saved by your search engine and then sold anonymously to companies like Bill Tanzer's. His research is based on searches made by 10 million internet users in the U.S.
Can you read anything into that, or is this just sort of fun stuff to know?
The bottom line is there really is some important nuggets in terms of who we are and where we're going.
But the most significant difference Tanzer sees in internet searching is how our relationship with computers is changing, becoming more intimate.
When you look at the very early days of search engines, we used it mostly as a utility, just to get us that piece of information we were looking for. But what our data is telling us is that people are using search engines as things like a confidant, a place to get information where you don't want to be judged about asking the questions.
Perhaps a question we might be too embarrassed to ask, even our own doctors or our spouses or anything else.
Yeah.
We hope you'll watch 2020 on the air every Friday night at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock Central. And keep stopping by online for our daily webcasts and previews of our upcoming stories. I'm Elizabeth Vargas. For all of us at 2020, we're in touch, so you be in touch.